everyone, and welcome back to the Young Americans Radio Show. My name is Alondra, and I'm with Maya, my best friend here. We're both students from the University of Georgia, and we're here with Radio Encontri in Blue. You can hear us on 88.4 or 92.8 FM, or stream online at www.radioencontri.org. Our first song for the night is Feels Like We Only Go Backwards by Tame Impala. So that was Tame Impala. It was the only song we could really agree on for this playlist.
Yeah, we both thought we had the same music taste and the same vibes, I guess. But as we were picking out our top six songs for this show, the only one we both picked was...
song.
So as you'll see the progression, probably about halfway through the night, you'll see when mine come on.
Yeah, maybe. big shift. It's similar, but not that much. But yeah, so we've been having a pretty good time here in Cortona. This is my first time, and it's Maya's second time.
Yes, I actually came spring 22, and I had such a good time. I just had to come back, especially because... this fall we're learning marble carving, and as a sculpture major, that's really crucial aspect and skill to learn, especially as kind of a dying art in the U.S. especially. So
yeah, and me, I have no background in art. I'm coming as a financial planning student, a business student, and so this semester I'm taking painting and photography as my studio classes, And while I'll admit the first class almost made me want to cry, I pushed through and it's actually been a really great experience. I'm really proud of all the work that I've been doing. And I can't wait to show my family and to see it all at the Mostra, see everybody's work at the Mostra.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually been great seeing you in an art context, because back at home, we're actually close friends at home, and having experienced this program, I kind of like begged her to come so that we could experience this together. And on top of experiencing being in a different country, I'm also experiencing seeing her try new things, even in education and through art. So,
yeah, it's been great. A really great experience. And so, let us go on to our next song, which is Out of Tune by Backseat Lovers.
Containers that I fill with my past, you can find them on the second floor under my bed. I miss the days when girls were scary, scarier than spiders. Walks through the night that didn't take us anywhere. I had funny looking legs, you were funnier than most. I knew you well. We skipped a class or two to write a couple songs. They were always pretty good, till the next year we realized that we were wrong. You took a prepubescent kid, showed him to world, introduce him to rock and roll, YouTube and girls. I miss the days when the girls were scary. My mama said you were a bad influence, but I've never been influenced by anyone that can write or sing. Make up shit as cool as you did.
Yeah.
soon.
And so that was Out of Tune. I picked this song because, well, honestly, all of the songs that I picked for tonight, I call them feeler songs. They're just some songs with like tunes that like really
dig at you.
Yeah, they go in your soul. You feel them in your soul. And it's a really good song. So talking about the Mostra, it's coming up this weekend. Maya's already been through it once, and this will be my first time. I'm pretty excited for it. I don't really know what to expect, but I've heard really good things, and I know it's a really big tradition here in Cortona.
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone this week up at JDK is running around frantically, like putting together last finishing touches on artwork and setting up and cleaning up, getting ready for the town to come see everything. So we're all really excited. So if you guys are free from 4 to 6 this Sunday the 12th, yes, please make your way up the hill.
We'll be happy to see you guys, and we'll go on to our next song, which is Black Balloons by the Rare Occasions. Black Balloons by the Rare Occasions. I recently got to see them this past year at a concert, and it was honestly the best one. I love going to concerts, and after concerts I kind of started this tradition where I would go with whoever I'm with, and we'd go get dinner. We usually go to McDonald's and I get the chicken nuggets. but it's crazy to think that I haven't had that food since I've been here.
Yeah, like I guess after this concert, we're going to go get dinner, but that experience is going to be totally different than a drive-through McDonald's chicken nugget. Mm-hmm. The whole food culture here, you take more time out of your day, and it's a lot more intentional, and it's kind of beautiful. What do you think?
Yeah, it really is, and I've grown to really like that aspect of it. I feel like back home, everything's just really rushed. But here you sit down with family and friends, and you take the time to eat a really good meal. One of my favorites so far has been peachy pasta, peachy al fumo. Amazing. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, I'm wondering, you spend a lot of time like summers or Christmases in Mexico. Is it, compare that food culture to the U.S. like, and is it a lot different here also?
I think it's pretty similar. They So my parents are from Mexico, and I've had the opportunity to go many times and visit. I'm going again this December, and yeah, it's, I think the emphasis on family is the same. The food's definitely different, but that just the
communal.
Yeah, the community, the way food brings people together. Mm-hmm. It's such a cult. It's like a central part about our culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really cool that it's mirrored here, mm-hmm. and it almost doesn't feel too different being here than over there, which I really like. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, for me, like, coming from strictly the U.S. culture, our main food gatherings is Thanksgiving, which is coming up in 2 weeks. Mm. So Thanksgiving and Christmas. But here it's like you could just do it every day.
Yeah, yeah, you could do it every day. And so I guess I'll let us go into our next song, which is What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club. So that was What You Know. I think that's a pretty popular song right now. Me and Mai were actually just talking about how sweaty we are. We're really nervous to be here, but I think it's going pretty well.
I hope you guys aren't sweating too. these songs should be a little relaxing, but
yeah,
you'll start sweating once we get into my songs, maybe. But
yeah, those are just a tad more intense. But that's okay. We're building up to it.
Yeah, we'll work you guys into it. Yeah, so we were just talking about the Mostra and what we're excited about showing and how culture is kind of showing up a lot in our artwork. Alondra has a pretty interesting photo series. You want to talk about it?
Yes, I can talk about it. So my photo series, I titled it Homesick, and it kind of goes along with what I was saying previously. My parents are from Mexico, and being here in Cortona, I've noticed a lot of similarities just within like the piazzas and the church bells and the significance of all that. I wanted to capture Cortona in a different light, in a way that would resemble my memories that I have from being in Mexico. And it's been really cool seeing all the similarities. The other day, actually, I was walking by where we record the radio show, and I looked into one of the stores and I saw, I think they're called Chupalupas or something. It's some lollipop that we have in Mexico, and I got really excited. And as we were on our way up too, we looked into the town, into the piazza, and we saw the Christmas lights that they're setting up. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't go this hard at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's really nice. They do the same thing in Mexico in the plaza. And I think it's really cool that I get to experience a little bit of that here as well. And so we'll go on to our next song, which is Televised by Honey. Televised by Honey, another really good song. And I wanted to ask you, Maya, how has your experience been different this time versus the first time you were here? I know the first time you were a freshman, mm-hmm. and now that you've definitely grown up and matured a bit, like, I want to see how your perspective or kind of what your experience has been like.
Yeah, for sure. I think each program is a lot different depending on like what classes and like who goes on the program, and especially the season dictates the food and the weather. Coming in the spring, it was a lot colder starting out, and there were no tourists, so we really got kind of the Cortona at its core, and like got to know the town a little better, it felt like. And coming as a freshman and the first time ever being in Italy and Europe, it was kind of very mind-blowing and eye-opening, both in like art and especially just as a person. I had a lot of individual growth, but now as a junior, like 20, 21 now, it's kind of more, I'm focusing more on the art aspect, especially with the sculpture. It's taking a lot more time, and I'm like really diving into that portion of the program, whereas last time I was able to like really get into the town. It's like this time I'm kind of growing a lot as an artist, so yeah.
And I think it's really cool that you get to see the best of both worlds. You get to be here in the spring when it's cold, getting to be hot, and then in the fall when it's hot, getting to be cold. If you had to pick, which is your favorite season, do you think?
Season? Probably the fall. Yeah, you get the olive harvest and the grapes, and
it's
not as cold starting out, so get a little bit of summer, so yeah
that's really cool. And we'll go on to our next song, which is Tokyo Smoke by Cage the Elephant. Tokyo Smoke. That's the last of my songs. After this little short break, we'll go into Maya's songs. We wanted to talk about our incident. Yeah, we had a little incident earlier. I think last month we went out on a walk to Lecelle, which is where St. Francis's cell is. It's a really cool walk. I think it takes about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a little sunset walk with a couple of other classmates. And on our way back...
We separated from the group because we were both afraid of the dark and the boar that we've been told about. So we were extra vigilant, but at the same time, being like just in a group of two probably wasn't better than a group of five.
Yeah, right. Definitely. So we were walking back, and it was getting like really fast. And thankfully we were looking up when we saw it, but we looked up and we just saw like a huge black figure just cross in front of us. And
it was giant.
It was giant. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was a wolf, but Maya knew.
I knew.
Yeah,
because I saw one last time too. Mm-hmm. And I knew. Luckily, so like we stopped in our tracks, and then we were like, what do we do? We were like whispering, and then a car came, and then it slowed down because it saw like the terror in our eyes, I guess. And so we kind of like followed the car, mm-hmm. just slowly, as it was like probably creeped out that two figures were following. But we made it back alive.
Yeah. I can definitely say I've never felt more fear in my life. Just the entire walk back. I think we had 15 minutes left, but those 15 minutes felt like forever.
Yeah.
But thankfully, we're okay.
So, feeling similar to these scaries, is my favorite song, Myxomatosis by Radiohead, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
I got myxomatosis, and I
All right, that was Miximatosis by Radiohead. I hope you enjoy it just as much as I do. Speaking of getting mixed up, when have we gotten lost? Have we gotten lost?
A couple of times.
Yeah?
Yeah. We were actually told to get lost in Venice. That's part of the experience. And speaking of Venice, I think that's my favorite place that we visited so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think that a whole city can just survive, like, not survive, but just exist without cars. Mm-hmm. I almost didn't notice the absence of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my favorite city is Florence. Like, if we're talking big cities, mm-hmm. we love Cortona.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Cortona is
number
our home.
One, number one.
Number one. Number yeah. one. But if we want to, like, big city, I'm thinking Florence, because it has really good Chinese food.
Yes. We just went to Florence this past week, and we went to Pisa first, so I got to see the tower for the first time, got my pictures.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went to Florence, where I will say it's not my favorite city, but it is a really good city, and I think the food definitely mm-hmm. helps.
We were like, so we're in Florence now. Are we gonna like see sights? And all we could come up with was a list of food that we wanted to eat. So we had a food tour of Florence last weekend.
Yeah, I think we ate all the same foods that we ate the other time. We've been to Florence 3 times at this point, and mm-hmm. every single time the food's just been amazing. We started with this Chinese restaurant. We mm-hmm. went to we got beef noodles,
mm-hmm.
And Maya got
lamb.
Yeah.
Skewers, yeah.
Yeah, lamb skewers and that, like, sour potato mm-hmm. thing. Following that, we went to a little coffee shop where I got an affogato, and...
Oh, yes. Hot chocolate. I finally got my hot Italian hot chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and I plan to drink one every day. I don't care what it does to my health. Mm-hmm. I will drink one every day until we leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to say the calories don't count while we're in Italy.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. So next we have Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead. I hope you enjoy. All right, that was Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead. Speaking of things falling into place, when I was on the program my first time in the spring 22, as a freshman in Athens, I didn't really have the time to make friends, but I did meet Alondra at the Catholic Center before going on the program. So when I got home my sophomore year, I was like, I don't know anyone. Oh, no. But I had this phone number and this nice girl that I met, and I was like, oh, maybe we could hang out. So I messaged her, and luckily she wanted to go swimming, and so we went swimming, and we just became best friends after that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what really drew us closer was swing dancing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maya had also asked me to go swing dancing. She asked me to do a lot of things. One of those was swing dancing. And that's some. I think, honestly, I'm really impressed by how into that we got.
Yeah, we got deep. We really got deep. We're actually talking about getting belt buckles, boots, and hats for when we get back next semester.
Yeah, the whole getup.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that was actually, I think it was the first night that we were swing dancing. That was where she asked me to be her confirmation sponsor. So she comes from a Baptist background.
So I was raised Baptist, but I was actually curious about the Catholic faith and coming to Italy and also seeing the Catholic faith and life here kind of nourish that curiosity and interest of mine. Mm-hmm. And so when I got back last year, I started going to the classes, and Alondra was my sponsor, and so I got confirmed last Easter. So it's actually pretty cool coming back and being able to participate in Mass now. So
yeah it must be a really
different experience. Yeah, it's a different experience being able to like go to church and like do the full like church. Yeah,
do it all.
Yep. All right, so this is a pretty intense song. This is Rigor Mortis by Kendrick Lamar. I hope you enjoy.
All right, here we go, third take. Real quick, Ali. Got me breathing with dragons. I cracked the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with madness. Now just imagine the magic I like to ask is, don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Church.
He dead.
I killed him.
Amen.
Bitch. And this is rigor mortis, and it's gorgeous when you die. Ali recorded, and I'm Morpheus, the matrix in my mind. I'm out the orbit, you an orphan, and a hairdresser combined. I'm on the toilet when I rhyme, if you the shit, then I decline. I climax where you begin, and then I end on cloud nine. And that's important when you morph into an angel in the sky. And don't be forging all my signatures, my listeners reply. And tell me that you biting style, you got a hell of an appetite. And I'm a beer for a while, just buckle up before the ride. Or knuckle up if you can fight, we always making them duck or die. A suit and tie is suitable, unusual, or suicide. See I just might investigate this fucking parasite.
He dead. Amen.
That's what they telling me. Aim it at your celebrity. This is studio felony. Ferragami to many and cool enough for the 70s. Nigga, payback's a bitch. And bitch, you been living in debt with me. Dead, I'm all in especially. Leave a call on his mother voice. Mother, say that he rest in peace. Big ol' chopper, the recipe. Wrestling, that's irrelevant. Rather rest at your residence. Whistling to the melody. Couldn't think of a better D. Better be on your P&Q. It's just me, J-Rock, Soul, and Q. Solar system and barbecue. Nothing else you can do.
He dead.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I killed him.
He did. Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I cracked the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper. I rapped them and made them Casper. I captured the likes of NASA. My pedigree to fly faster. How fast are we to the pastor? We all are sinners. Once you sinners, the Bible study faster. Yo, hypocrite is reaction of blasphemy. I assassin my casualty, and it's casually done. And tell them my salary coming. Lumps of 100s. Don't talk to me about no money. The sun is under my feet, and I come in peace to compete. I don't run. If you athlete, my statistics go up in weeks, and I go visit the nearest creek, and I get busy. Yo, many MC really ballistic. Anybody can see any assistance. Everybody that sees some persistence. Recognize I'll be really too vicious. The permanent beast and the demolition. Bringing up the street. Better partition. Better dot your T. Hannibal mention. Out of all you see. Putting my dick in the rap industry. Everybody bitching and mad at me. Recognize Kendrick in a battery.
catastrophe is charged up in her density. And your fucks never could hassle me, and your luck just ran out, you'll see.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I cracked the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. That was Rigor Mortis by Kendrick Lamar. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah, that's a pretty intense song. I really like it for running. Kendrick has really become my running strictly playlist because the beat and the tempo. I was introduced to Kendrick by a friend I made on the program the first time. And we actually, that summer after the program, went to a concert. And that was like my first concert. And so that was a pretty cool experience, seeing Kendrick. He's pretty well known. But yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, I could call concert going my second hobby.
Yeah.
I've been to so many at this point. I never thought I would. I really hope to go to a concert with Maya one day. It's surprising that we've been friends for this long. We still haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really looking forward to, hopefully our music tastes will collide at some point, and we'll have an artist we can go visit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So next we actually are going to slow down a little bit. And this is kind of a song that makes me think of someone special. It's Daylight by The Watch House. Hope you enjoy. That was Daylight by The Watch House. I hope you liked it. This band was actually once called The Mandolin. It's a kind of country folk, and I'm really getting into them. I discovered them this semester while marble carving. Yeah. Something serene for the intense hammering. Mm-hmm. And actually, when I get back to Athens, like within 3 days, I'm going to go to one of their concerts because they're actually performing in Athens. So that's exciting.
Yeah, that is. And in addition to that, we were also planning on doing a Friendsgiving, which is kind of like Thanksgiving, but with friends. It'll be my first one, so I'm really excited.
Yeah,
we have a friend group waiting for us back home, and we have plans to do it, and I'm really excited. It'll be like a potluck type thing, so everybody just brings in a dish.
Yeah, and you know I'm bringing green bean casserole.
Yes.
I will survive weeks on end on simply a green bean casserole.
Yeah, and I've never tried it before, so I'm excited to see what that's like.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So this next one is Space and Time by S.G. Goodman, and this is a very special song to me. I'm sure it'll be special to you, too. Thanks. Hope you enjoy. All right, that was Space and Time by SG Goodman. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's kind of an emotional song. It was given to me by a special someone, I guess. Yeah, and speaking of space and time.
Speaking of time, our time with you guys is up for the night. This has been a really cool experience. I think we really got into it. And I just wanted to let you guys know before we play our last song, make sure to tune in on Friday at midnight, Radio Encontri in Blue. You can stream it at www.radioencontri.org or listen to it at 88.4 or 92.8 FM.
And to go out with a bang with our good girly headbanger, we've got Just a Girl from the original series Yellow Jackets by Florence and the Machine. A awesome band or singer. I love her. So I hope you guys love her too.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. And it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. 'Cause I'm just a girl, a little old me. Well, don't let me out of your sight. In the world, I saw.